This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcasting tip, where I'll be sharing 30 tips on how coaches can begin to nurture listeners into leads while positioning themselves as a trusted authority with their very own podcast. Want to get leads and business from your podcast? You're in the right place. Hi, it's Anne-Marie and welcome to another Listener Into Lead podcast tip for coaches and consultants who want to launch a podcast to nurture listeners into leads, get clients, and build their business with a podcast. This is tip number 27. Now, today's tip is about the importance of creating a community of fans, not followers, because fans will do business with you and will recommend you, whereas followers will not. Now, if we have a look at a definition of a fan in the Cambridge Dictionary, it says a fan is someone who admires and supports a person, sport, sports team. Now, other words associated with fan include a devotee, an enthusiast, people who are adoring, are avid supporters, are ardent supporters. However, let's have a look at what the word follower means. Someone who is interested in something. So quite different from a fan. Interest, enthusiast, devotee, admires, adores for a fan. You've heard me share more about my podcast positioning quadrant in this series and the importance of building a highly engaged, highly niched audience, a community of ideal clients who love everything about what you say, what you stand for. They resonate with your values, your voice, your vision, and they need support in what you have to offer. They need the solutions that you have to offer. They need your expertise. Therefore, they are fans of your podcast and of you. They admire you and they support you. They're devoted to you, your message, and your brand. Versus someone who's just following you because they're interested in what you have to share. There's a big difference. Fans will binge listen to every episode. Followers, just the ones that are of interest when they get time. Fans will share your podcast and will engage with you in your community. Followers won't. Fans will eventually do business with you, will recommend you and refer you. Followers won't. So when it comes to your podcast, get to know and understand your ideal client so well that you create a unique and compelling listener experience so that you continue to build a community of highly engaged fans. I'll see you in the next tip. Do you feel like the world's best kept secret and thinking about starting a podcast to build your visibility and reach? Or maybe you've started a podcast, but you're just not generating the results you'd hope for. Go ahead and access my profitable and purposeful podcasting masterclass, where I'll show you how, with the right strategy in place, you can begin to nurture listeners into leads from your very first episode. Go to www.podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead. That's podcastingwithpurpose.com/listener-into-lead.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.